Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10 NFL players with the most to prove in 2025. This is from Pro Football Focus. I want to go through some of these names with you, and then I want to set up a way to talk about Washington through this same lens. There are no Commanders on this list, interestingly enough, about the 10 players with the most to prove. This one's really easy. Caleb Williams. That goes without saying, right? Last year, while his numbers ended up being okay, he was a huge disappointment as the number one overall pick, and a head coach and a coordinator got fired. And I think the reason the expectations for him are so high now, one of the most exciting offensive hires as a head coach in years, Ben Johnson comes over, and they've rebuilt the interior of the offensive line in front of him. He's got good weapons on the outside. They're going to be able to run the football. There's really no reason, as a number one pick with all the physical traits, as a former Heisman Trophy winner, that he can't be better than he was last year.
So last year, before the season started, I said, you know, I wasn't aware of their offensive line play. We'll fully admit that I didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it was. But I said this was the perfect setup in terms of personnel. Now that you've removed an offensive mind that shouldn't have been there, a bad coaching situation, replaced it with a great offensive mind, improved the O-line play, similar skill talent around him, now's the time. We've removed the excuses or the reasons for maybe some stunted growth.
Another quarterback on the list here. This is just kind of randomized. Players with the most to prove next football season. Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars. Head coach number 3.
Yeah.
For Trevor Lawrence.
Not ideal, I would say.
Urban Meyer in year one was a fiasco. I don't blame him for what happened. He led the league in picks. Year 2 through 4 for him was Doug Peterson. I'm not a huge Doug Peterson fan. I know he won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, with Nick Foles getting hot in the postseason. I think he's a little bit overrated, honestly. Remember, the Eagles' tenure ended in flames, and then Jacksonville didn't go any better. Last year, Lawrence didn't play the full season. He was hurt, but they were 2-8 in his 10 starts.
Yep.
It's 4 seasons of sample, though. It's 60 games now. So what is the equivalent of, you know, 3-plus years, 3.5 seasons, basically, of football to see what this guy is? And so far, it looks like he's closer to being very average and mediocre than a super impactful top 10 quarterback in the league. You get one more shot. Here's the good news for him. Not unlike Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson coming over. Behind door number 3 is Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator who allowed Baker Mayfield last year to throw for 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns. He is a rising star, McVay coaching tree, L.A. to Tampa Bay, now to Jacksonville. And I think all the reports are that he and Trevor Lawrence really enjoying the melding of the relationship they have. But it's now or never for Trevor Lawrence. At the end of this year, we're going to know. This guy's going to be a 30-touchdown, 10-pick franchise quarterback every year, or there's a question as to whether or not you can really win big with him.
Yeah, you got Brian Thomas. Add Travis Hunter to the mix, whatever he's going to give you on offense. A really good offensive mind. This is the point I kept making with Lawrence. The pedigree is as good as anybody's we've seen over the last couple of decades. It's like Andrew Luck, maybe a couple other guys in there above him, but he was basically an NFL first-round pick as of his freshman year at Clemson, when he's playing in the national championship game or close to it. just you're waiting, counting down the time until he's the, until he goes 1-1. He's had one good season in four. I understand all the reasons why, but I keep saying the same thing. He's had one good season in four. When do we get our consistent good play?
Also, to your point on the quality of prospect he was, I don't think there was ever a single weakness. There was nothing anyone could point to, size or accuracy or arm strength or poise.
Mobility. He did everything.
Super mobile, athletic. He could run a little bit. Like even the intangible stuff was supposedly off the charts. So how did we get here then? As you said, to be 4 years in and to have three seasons you want back, it's going the wrong way. All right, let's navigate away from quarterback then. Players with the most to prove in the NFL next year, PFF's list.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Running back Ramondre Stevenson. Ramondre Stevenson, who's been with the New England Patriots last year, sub 4 yards per carry, basically lost his starting job as the year went on to Antonio Gibson, went for 800 yards. I don't have a whole lot to say about him because the running back position is just not that interesting to me. I will say, though, he's going to be less involved, I think. They drafted Travion Henderson out of Ohio State. Gibson is a pass catcher. I don't know. I mean, does he have something to prove, or do we kind of know that he's just an okay back who's going to be getting fewer touches now?
Yeah, he's proven it to me. I mean, maybe that means he does have something to prove. He could change people like me and my mind. But this is a plodding, downhill thumper who had a couple of nice seasons. But this is the typical shelf life to me of the starting running back or the fantasy draft pick, where he's the cautionary tale why you don't extend guys, you don't give running backs contracts. Now, for every one of those, there's a Derrick Henry who's on his third deal and a Saquon Barkley, et cetera.
There's also a big difference between those guys who are top-of-the-board picks and Ramondre Stevenson, who was kind of a jag.
Right, and he played well for a couple years.
Right.
That's the story to me.
I think that's why he's listed. PFF grades in years 1 and 2, 81.1, 81.3, and then they graded him 69 this past season. So a massive fall-off. 35th of 59 qualifying running backs, and their point is he lost 7 fumbles. By the way, 7 fumbles.
That's a lot.
That's crazy. So they're, I guess, debating is he a starter or not. I'm just saying, you got Travion Henderson. He's not the starter there by the time that the season is hot and heavy. I mean, if Henderson doesn't overtake him, I would be surprised. Here's another one that I'm over. Big year for, lot to prove for, tight end Kyle Pitts, Atlanta Falcons. I think Kyle Pitts is a bust. He had a 1,000-yard rookie season. I don't really know how watching him these days, but getting to watch a lot of the Falcons last year, sub-50 catches, barely over 600 yards in 17 games. He drops passes. He's on team can't get right.
Yep.
And he's the guy that's like the ball goes off his hands for an interception. He's only 24. He's the youngest dude entering the fifth year of his career of all time. He's going to be 25 before the start of the season, or I guess at the start of the season in the fall. But I just think he's not that good. I mean, he is a fine little extra piece as a route-running tight end, but he's not going to block that well. He's not a great route runner, and he's not overly reliable as a receiver. So I'd want him in my tight end room, I guess, for no money. But he's not someone. He was taken in the top 10 to be the next great tight end in the league. It's just not happening.
He's the cautionary tale for me. Where you watch him in the t-shirt and shorts Olympics and you go, oh my God. Like the measurable traits are astounding. He's 6'6", 250 pounds, and he flies. And you already said it, can't get right. I will tell you that I bet he scores 5 touchdowns this year. Here's why. Year 1, 1. Year 2, 2. Year 3, 3. Year 4, 4 touchdowns. This year, maybe 5.
It's not happening.
You don't think he gets there? He's got a pretty good trend line going.
I think the Falcons are just about done with him. 50 catches is the average the last 2 years for about 630 yards.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible. I'm not sitting here acting like...
But for a first-round pick, that's supposed to change the world?
Yeah, but he's supposed to be...
Like Brock Bowers is what he was supposed to be.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the next great receiving tight end in the league, and he's not. He also doesn't help you that much as a blocker. He's really what he was supposed to be is kind of a Jordan Reed type figure.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Reed in his prime before all the injuries, Kyle Pitts can't hold his jock, in my opinion. Somebody with a lot to prove, according to PFF, at wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco 49ers. I like this one. Remember, he got paid before last year. They chose him over Deebo Samuel. He only played in 7 games and suffered an injury. But with the conversation about Brock Purdy being, hey, can you be as good without all the help around you? And I think that's a fair dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
We got to say the same thing about Brandon Ayuk, right? I mean, you don't have Deebo anymore. Kittle, still very good at tight end, is the other weapon in the passing game. McCaffrey comes and goes with his health. But are you a wide receiver one? They paid you like you are. You made the case all offseason when you won it out like you are. It's time to show that when he gets back on the field. Last time we saw him, 1,300 yards in 2023 in a full year before last season where his numbers were way down before he missed a bunch of time.
Yeah, the 22 and 23 seasons, averaging 1,200 yards, 7.5 touchdowns. That's pretty damn good. I don't care what offense you're in. That's pretty impressive. And when you look at how San Francisco was humming at that point, last year was disappointing all around because you already said it. He was on 700 or 800-yard pace before he was injured, right? Was not the same player for whatever reason. Maybe something was nagging. I don't know. But it hadn't gone well. So that's a great candidate because he got paid like a superstar. Now's the time to behave as such.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.